One ball, two strikes. Looks back at second. The pitch. Swung on. Line down the left field line. And that's going to win it. Castellanos has done it. Turner is scoring. And the Phillies walk it off here in the bottom of the ninth. A game two victory, 7-6, as the Phillies come racing out of the dugout, dancing around between first and second as Nick Castellanos has won the ball game.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly, our Monday home. Ike, how we feeling?
I'm feeling fantastic, Spike Lee. Jackie Baseball, we're still alive, baby. We are still alive. Holla at your boy.
Never a doubt. Not one.
It comes from the guy with the most doubts in America.
Never a doubt. Had him all the way.
He is built out of doubt. Jack is built out of doubt.
Now, what a day. What a game.
We didn't talk about this. Do I get a victory on Monday after a Phillies victory on Sunday?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Right. Just being sure.
Has to be the right occasion. Yeah. NLDS game, too. Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Yesterday's game was one of the most exciting sporting events I've ever been to. It did have an easy win is great, where you know a team scores 10 runs and you hit a bunch of home runs, but the up and down of yesterday's game and the number of times that I know Jack never had a doubt, but the number of times that I thought to myself, they're dead, they're dead, they're dead, was too many to count. Even in the bottom of the eighth, when Strom gives up that home run, or no, I'm sorry, not the bottom of the eighth, the top of the ninth, when Strom gives up that home run, I'm thinking to myself, this Mets team will never, ever, ever go away. But the Phillies yesterday did two things. Not only did the bats come alive, but showed resolve to keep battling back over and over again in a game that they absolutely needed.
Yeah, this thing's not going to be easy, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
It is not going to be a smooth ride to get this trophy for John Middleton and the Phillies and for us. It just isn't, and we should have known this. It's never easy. And this weekend was a tough one to get through. Man, you're talking about emotions being up and down. You're talking about being frustrated from Saturday's lack of performance from the offense, wasting Zach Wheeler's brilliant performance Saturday afternoon where he didn't give up a run. Right? He didn't give up a run.
Give up one hit?
Yeah, he gave up one hit. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, he gave up one hit in that game. To go to Sunday and all the anxiety before the game, really thinking that, man, we know they need to win today, but do we really believe they're going to win today? Not believing in the bats. And for five innings, the bats weren't there again yesterday. But, man, I mean, when you talk about – see, this is why Bryce Harper – was voted number one, Spike, in this town.
Exactly right.
Because it's what he has done over the last two-plus postseasons in this town that has catapulted him to the top as the athlete in this city, the most clutch athlete in this city. And, you know, JT said afterwards that he knew once Trey Turner got walked that this seemed like a Bryce Harper home run moment. I know I had my fingers and toes crossed. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I felt like that was a home run moment. I don't know if I felt that. I know I may have been hoping that's what was the case. But until I actually saw it, man, and why ever doubt him?
Right. Well, it felt like
ever doubt him?
It definitely felt like a do or die moment. If he got out there, they went down, that's ball game. I mean, that's ball game.
Yeah.
They were dead in the water for five innings until he woke them up.
Yep. Yeah. And then, as you've said before, they sort of follow him. You know, it's not a surprise that Castellanos hits the home run right afterwards, almost. And you have to give Bryce credit for the home run, absolutely. It woke the team up. But I do think his walk in the ninth inning was almost more impressive to me. Because
he deserved the game run hit there. He was 3 feet away from winning the game.
Oh, I know, dude. I know. And
when that didn't fall in, I was like, they're gonna lose.
Yeah,
I thought it was never a doubt a minute ago.
Well, the guy is his middle name is Doubt. Are you kidding?
Sorry, had him all the way.
Yeah,
but when that ball went foul, I was ready to tell my grandkids. I don't have grandkids yet, but like, do you remember when Bryce Harper missed a game-winning hit by six inches?
And where Jack and I were standing, it was almost like we could look down the right field line and see it. And when he stung that ball, I'm like, my only concern was, he might have hit that too hard, and Trey's not going to score, because I thought it was for sure it was going to be a fair ball, and then when it wasn't. But here's why I say the walk was so huge: is that you could see in the middle of game one that they had decided they were not afraid of Castellanos and they're not going to pitch to him. And Bryce walks on, I think, 10 pitches and is the first two at-bats in game one. And then he started pressing and started swinging at balls out of the zone in game one. And even early in game two, the same thing was happening. And what I kept saying was, like, if they're going to walk, you just take it. If they're going to walk, you just take it. And I think if there is a criticism you can make of Bryce Harper, sometimes it's that he takes on too much of the responsibility himself. You know, in that you can't always do that in baseball.
That's not a criticism.
It
shouldn't be a criticism. He is a star player.
Here's what I'm saying.
And you got to accept greatness. When he embraces the moment and wants the moment, there are so many athletes that run from the moment.
I agree. But what I'm saying is there are some times where that can make you swing at a ball that maybe you
shouldn't. Live and die with it. Kobe took bad shots. They didn't all go in.
Which is why, well, 6 of 20.
I'm just saying, they didn't all go in. It's stopping from being great, though, is my point.
I know. But then the other thing is sometimes he won games because other players on the team played great.
Sure, yes.
And what I'm saying about the ninth inning is don't go down a hero when the opportunity to win the game is right there for you. And him taking that walk and allowing and pushing Trey Turner to second base, by the way, and allowing Castellanos to win the game with the hit, I thought was a big moment for him to say, I'm not going to swing at something way out of this. I'm not going to fall for what they're trying to do to me here. And I'm going to trust that Castellanos. And it's big in a lot of ways, because I think it's also big moving forward in the series that maybe he'll get more pitches to hit now that Castellanos has delivered a few times as well, because he didn't deliver in game one at all.
Now, are we going to have the Bronx cheer Castellanos every game to get that kind of performance?
I think so. I think so. It does motivate him.
These bleeping people.
Yeah.
into the hero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, well, I give him credit. You're not going to cause him to run and tuck his tail. So.
Casty, you mean?
Yes, of course. Yeah. He's the only one on the team who does this. Like, yeah, he's the only one that this happens with, because the other guys don't get booed like that. So they never have to deal with it. Bohm certainly doesn't handle it very well, as he's not in control of his emotions. There has to be a guy on the team that says, you know what, boo me, no, bleep you.
Yeah.
And so
it's the Rollins
as long as we have the ability to take. Now, he needs to step up and do what he needs to do, because we're not going to change. That's never going to change. But I'd rather have that guy who could say that and tell me to go stick it where the sun doesn't shine versus the guy who cowards and runs away from the moment and who doesn't want the moment, like a Ben Simmons.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's the Jimmy Rollins energy.
Yes.
It's that same energy of, I love you guys, but you guys are a-holes right now. Screw you guys.
And now, as long as you come through.
Yes, as long as you come through.
As long as you come through.
Because these bleeping people ends up being a great story or one of the worst stories of all time, depending on how the rest of that at-bat goes.
We got no problem switching over.
No.
See how we're cheering you
yes,
today. We got no problem. We got no shame in that. We don't care.
No.
But you best believe you do that and then don't show up, you're going to hear about it.
So, it was a great win.
Yes.
But here's where I am.
Oh, here we go.
Well, I need... You know, Jack, you needed counseling last week, and I might need some counseling because I am a little bit on the fence with how I feel waking up today. A little bit, that game felt like it kept reminding me of the Embiid 50-point game at the Wells Fargo Center when we were down to the Knicks. And the reason that it reminded me of that was, here is an amazing game that I felt great watching. I felt that we were world beaters as it happened. But then the longer I thought about it, I thought, like, oh, my God, that game's just delaying the inevitable. And I still have, and I know you keep saying that it was going to be tough, it's going to be tough, the Mets are a good team. They don't stop coming in a way that I don't know that I have seen a – don't you pause me on that one. it's Jack over there, Jack and Tucker. They keep they're never dead. They are never dead. And it almost seems like if we weren't the home team last night and couldn't hit last, that there was no way we would have won
the game. That game could not have gone to extra.
Yeah, it couldn't have. So I keep I can't decide whether yesterday and the offense waking up was a sign that they have woken up and they're ready to make this a series, or if it was the obligatory win one at home and then we end up losing at Citi Field. I walk away from that game excited and proud of them, but I don't walk away from that game confident, I guess, is how I feel about it. And I don't know where you guys are, but I don't walk away from it confident.
Well, I think you gotta trust the baseball team. I mean, it comes down to that. Like, they're not the Sixers. So that's the first big difference here. And I think the biggest thing that happened yesterday is that this is a team that, I mean, JT talked about it after the game, where they weren't super, like, they felt tight, I guess, which I don't love. I didn't love that they felt that way because I want more confidence exuding from them. But I think by being able to get one, I'm not expecting them to go up and sweep up in New York. We live with a split. We live with a split. And then it comes down to game five. Like, I think that the some of my fears have been recognized about this Mets team. This is how I felt last week about how I think they are scary. It's going to be a dogfight. But I think the Phillies yesterday more, I didn't feel this is delaying the inevitable. I felt more like they welcomed themselves back into the fight. And the fact that the Mets did blow three leads and they kept right in it, the Phillies also didn't lay down. And they got better as the game goes on. Plus, have to factor in, they were good late in the game when the shadows went away. And the game started up in New York. So the shadows will not be an issue, Spike.
The Mets hit home runs with the shadows.
Yeah, well, they're better shadow team.
Okay. Better shadows.
They're shadows, man.
215-592-9494. Are you confident in the rest of this series? Or do you sort of feel like yesterday's game was delaying the... Like, I feel like the Phillies are underdogs in this series, even though they're not. That's how I feel. I somehow, when I'm watching this, I know we have the better lineup. I know we have the better starting pitching. I know we have the better bullpen, all of those things. But watching
the
games,
bullpen's a toss-up right now.
Well, yeah, it has been in this series. Ike, are you – like, where's your
– my confidence level?
Do you feel like they woke up?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do. I think this is who they are and what they've been waiting for. And they got through Saturday. Saturday was difficult. They couldn't track the ball. I mean, whether people want to say that's an acceptable excuse or not, that's reality. The Mets weren't hitting the ball either for the first seven innings. I think it was only three total hits in the game. Both sides threw seven innings Saturday. That happened. And listen, Sunday, you get an error in the first of the inning. Whew, I was starting to wonder. Okay, Topper.
I know.
You got Sosa over there. Yeah, okay.
Sosa's usually a vacuum.
So you get that going, and let's face it, when you lose a game after Wheeler pitches the way that he does, they came into yesterday's game feeling it themselves. The crowd, I mean, when I say feeling, I mean feeling a little tight themselves.
The pressure.
Yes, they felt the pressure. The pressure was in the stadium. The fans felt the pressure. That was in the atmosphere. We were already writing the series off after one loss because that's what we do. That's what we do as a fan base. That's what we do as a fan base. I'm still very confident in this team. We have the better team. We have the better team. Now, listen, this is a day of celebration for me with the Phillies and the Philly faithful, Spike. So what I'm not going to do is be combative with you.
I'm not asking you to be combative.
Can you let me speak?
Okay.
I'm not going to be combative with you from me being offended by you not being as confident.
I actually like it.
Exactly. I'm perfectly fine with it. You just gave the reasons why this team is favored in this series. They're the better team. They are the better team. Their bats woke up. Now we need to get our bullpen together so that when once we do get this lead late in the game, you know these son of a guns aren't going away. We have to be better as a bullpen. We have to be better as a bullpen so we can close out these games. I'm not worried about our bats because I was never worried about the Mets pitching. I'm not worried about our bats. We're going to hit now.
Biggest question.
Yeah, We're going to hit. Are we going to score seven runs every game? I don't know if we're going to score seven runs every game. But as far as getting hits, getting clutch hits, they needed to see that happen yesterday. They needed to see that happen yesterday. They're going to be fine. This bullpen has always concerned me, and I still am not sure who do we have the most confidence in that bullpen right now.
It's shaky. I'm sure, Spike, you're all Carlos Estevez'd up after his 8-pitch outing yesterday.
It was the only guy that had a clean inning of any reliever all weekend long.
The biggest question for me is, are they, if they get it, if it's the obvious spot where you go to a lefty, has Alvarado jumped Strom late in the game?
Not for me.
For me, he has.
Really?
Against the Mets.
Just, you're chalking the series up as.
Yeah. They're hitting him too well. I mean, that home run Nimmo hit wasn't even in the strike zone yesterday.
No, it was above the – it was like at his
wow.
neck.
In the strike zone.
That was off Kirkring. You're thinking of Vientos.
No, you're right. Yes,
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, the Vientos
yes.
home run. Yeah.
I just – they are seeing the ball way too well, man. Oh, these guys late. And if we're not going to do lefty on lefty and we're going to do it this way, I don't like the ball coming in from the outside to these guys to where they can just tee off.
Well, they only have really two lefties. I mean, Nimmo and Winker.
Well, oh, you're talking – yeah, the Mets. I'm
yes,
sorry.
Yeah, yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, and we have Tanner Banks. We have Strom.
No. We don't have Tanner.
Well, Tanner Banks was supposed to be a lefty specialist. No, that's why we traded for him. All right. So you trust Alvarado over Banks?
I would.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm still Strom. Okay. He's got some stones. It was a bad first two games.
215-592-9494. Do you feel like the Phillies have woken up? Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Man, of course I feel like they woken up, man. I ain't going to lie. Who was it, Iglesias, when he hit that home run? I ain't going to lie. I was like, man, it's over, man. But you know.
Vientos, are you talking about?
Alonso, you talk. I mean, there was not.
Alonso, Nimmo. Yeah. Alonso, Nimmo.
No, I'm talking about when Harper hit the home run, we was up 6-4. And then when they tied the game yesterday.
No, Harper hit the home run to make it 3-2.
Yeah, we know what you're talking about, man.
Come on, Corey. Come on. Man.
Did you watch
it? It's October.
Do they have TV in Ohio?
Hey, are you watching football?
Yeah.
Hey, time out. Listen, first of all, all I know is don't ever compare number 3 to whatever number Joel
to number 1? Yes, I agree.
Don't ever compare because you know, Bryce Harper, this dude right here, man, when I tell you he on a different, like when you go to the playoffs and you take your game to the next level, like you was, I don't know if he has his power. Well, let me ask you this.
Do it look it's like not what I said. Back? Do you listen to the show, watch the games, or you just waiting to call all day? I said I was. In fact, I said on Friday I was glad he got his power back because I thought they couldn't go through the playoffs without Bryce Harper hitting home runs.
I want to know, do it look like he got it back?
Yes, but it looked like he got it back 2 weeks ago.
But what I'm saying is that you seem like you a little bit, you know, turtled up, a little bit scared. I'm not worried about the Mets. You know what I'm saying? These dudes woke up yesterday. Nick Castellanos, he gets the game. You said what?
What was the final score of the game?
Why are y'all doing this with Corey?
He asked for it.
What was the final score of the game yesterday?
It was 6-7. What are you talking about?
All right, good. I just want to make sure we're all on the same.
Man, y'all love talking to a brother's call, man. Y'all got it, man. I holler at y'all.
Here
we go.
Told y'all.
Oh, that's sad.
He's being sensitive.
Yeah, a little sensitive.
A little sensitive.
You know, he said it. You know what he said when he got off the phone there, right there?
What?
He said, these bleeping people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly what he said.
Well, you can't come in and first off, Iglesias never hit a home run yesterday. Bryce's home run was not to make it 6-4.
Oh,
I mean, good luck in. It's Red October. It's the best time of the year. I don't ask for much, but I think it's a fair question. If I'm going to take the analysis, right?
Right.
I didn't know what the final score was.
I just want to call up and talk Phillies baseball.
He made
man.
One hype
That's
video.
All he wants
no,
to
he
do,
made the
man.
Hype video. His voice is in it more than I was, and he doesn't.
That's what it is.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
I didn't even hear that.
We'll get to that.
What it is?
We'll get to that. Jack not being happy for anybody else. It's all about Jack.
Just sick.
Where is the cardboard cutout, by the way? If we're going to do these shows during Red October, why do we not have the Jack Fritz cardboard cutout here? 215-592-9494. Adam in the Northeast. You're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Adam?
I just wanted to say that game was a roller coaster ride from the seventh inning on. I mean, watching that team, they just don't give up. It reminded me of the, I think it was the 2011 World Series. I think it was Texas versus St. Louis. It was just a heavyweight fight yesterday with the Phillies. And the best part about yesterday was the Eagles didn't lose.
No, they didn't ruin the Sunday. I mean, yesterday was an all-time Citizens Bank Park game. I mean, you could, that's probably the best game of all time there, like just pure baseball-wise. Obviously, they've won a World Series there. They've been to the NLCS, Bedlam at the Bank.
But I was going to say Bedlam at the Bank, brother. Slow down.
What a bit of that. But the way that was
– Slow down.
It was a lot like 1980 Game 5.
I feel you. But we're still in Game 2. The other one sent us to the World Series.
My question was for Game 4, who do you think is going to – are they going to put in Suarez, or do you think they're going to –
Rob Thompson said, he just said that no matter what happens in Game 3, they're going Ranger in Game 4.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, because we were talking.
It's good.
Appreciate the call, Adam. We were talking about.
I like that.
You've got an odd amount of confidence in Ranger.
Let's say, I mean, I'd rather do that than try to force Wheeler on a short rest, and you're only going to get 4 innings out of him anyway.
Maybe not. I mean, there's been.
On 4 days rest?
3 days rest.
3 days?
Yeah.
This is a guy who wants 5-6 days rest.
Yeah, no, he wants exactly the same rest. He doesn't even want more or less. He wants exactly the same. Yeah, yeah. If it's it is a tough decision. I think if you're down 2-1, I respect him going with Ranger, but I think
all hands on deck for Game 4.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Let's hope we're up 2-1, so we're not stressed out about it.
Yes.
Then we can save Wheeler for Game 5.
Yeah, we won't be stressed out at all.
No.
Yeah.
Well, and. They need Nola to go deep tomorrow.
Yes.
Got to go 6.
And Rob Thompson, I think, is going to give him a little bit extra leash tomorrow. He won't pull him like a Sanchez yesterday.
Oh, no. Nola needs to throw 110. As long as he's still is effective. Yeah, he needs to throw 100-plus for sure.
I was a little disappointed they pulled Sanchez when they did yesterday. I thought he looked good, and especially if you're going to go to Ruiz, not one of your top-flight guys. Not like our top-flight guys have been great this postseason, but I would have given Sanchez another inning. All right, coming up next, JT Realmuto talked about the difference in their approach and their difference in how they felt offensively between Game 1 and Game 2. We will hear from JT next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, pregame, in-game, or postgame. Chickies and Pete's is your destination for the Eagles and postseason baseball online at chickiesandpetes.com.